Chapter 4. For a moment, Leia's breath caught in her throat.
An admirable show of spirit,
Vader's voice boomed. There was a hint of amusement in it that somehow made her anger flame hotter than her irritation at having been caught. Leia set her jaw to keep from grinding her teeth. He was mocking her.
But the innocent have no reason to flee.
Blast it, she thought. She should have known he'd only use her escape attempt as more proof against her. Time to pull out the one weapon she had and hope she aimed true. I am a member of the Imperial Senate. I have rights, including the right not to be illegally detained.
You wear that title like armor, thinking it will protect you. No more, Your Highness. You have no rights and no protection now. The Imperial Senate is being dealt with as we speak.
He stalked down the ramp, his heavy footsteps thundering in her ears. For a moment, Leia didn't understand. Dealt with? Did that mean...
Yes,
Vader said, circling around her. The blaster flew out of her hands, sailing through the air to land in his. She whirled around, stunned. The now familiar cold prickle she associated with him was back, drawing freezing fingers up and down her neck. When Leia was young, and fairly shameless about eavesdropping on her parents' conversations, she'd overheard her father speaking about how Vader instilled fear in everyone around him. How he could control not only people, but objects. Her father called it the Force. What she knew of this mystic energy and its power, she knew from hearing stories of the Jedi, the knights who defended the Old Republic. But unless she'd misunderstood her father's tales, the Jedi had been good, kind, dedicated to peace. How could someone as twisted and heartless as Vader have mastered their power? Leia was so caught up in her thoughts, she nearly missed the verbal blow he delivered next.
The Emperor has disbanded the Senate. You are no longer a senator. What defense will you use now, I wonder?
The hollow feeling at the center of Leia's chest billowed out, shriveling up even the unkind comparison she was about to make between Vader and a protocol droid missing crucial parts of its verbo brain. You are no longer a senator. Leia hadn't served long on the Senate, but she'd spent years fighting to be trained for the role. She'd let herself shape her future around that dream. The way it would open up her world beyond the quiet, dull, strangely powerless existence of being a princess. The disappointment of realizing no one in the Senate would ever see her as anything more had soured her feelings toward the idea, but she hadn't let it go. The rebellion was her way to see out her goals for a more peaceful, prosperous galaxy, but the Senate was supposed to be there at the end to help rebuild the galaxy once the Emperor was gone. Apparently, the Empire was still capable of surprising her with its cruelty, its complete disregard for the law. Never for a moment did she consider that the Senate might cease to exist. In an instant, her dreams had collapsed in on themselves, like a black hole forming. And Leia felt hollow. Vader strode past her, toward the hangar's entrance.
You will follow me, or I will make you follow me. Your choice.
I need time, she thought, the blood pounding in her ears. Time to figure out another way. And she knew enough to understand that the best way to find that time, and more important, stay alive, was to play the part of the prisoner. So Leia decided, wisely, not to tempt him, seeing as he could probably lift her using only his little finger. Or, she supposed, the Force. Her nostrils flared in frustration at the thought of being yanked around the way her blaster had been. His black cape swept out behind him, tempting her to slam a foot down on it, just to see if he was capable of tripping. Darth Vader's appearance on the dark control deck sent the officers scattering back to their stations. Leia had never seen so many backs go rigid at once, like he'd yanked them all up by the hair. She turned toward the viewport, surprised to see the stars streaking by. When had they jumped to hyperspace? An older man in a neat gray uniform quickly made his way over to them. Leia recognized him as a captain by the arrangement of colored squares attached to his chest. That, and the way his voice shook. She'd heard Vader had a way of disposing of the officers who disappointed him, which seemed to be everyone he crossed paths with. Judging by the way the man looked, like he'd blissfully lick Vader's boots clean if asked, Leia didn't doubt it.
"Status, Captain?"
"We're right on schedule, Lord Vader. Coming out of hyperspace shortly."
Shortly was a few moments later. Leia stood at Vader's side, hands bound again in a way that was making her feel capable of committing some very Vader-like behavior. The officers on the deck stared at her openly, whispering to one another. "Where are you taking me?" she demanded. "I still have diplomatic immunity as a princess of Alderaan."
"We've already arrived at our destination."
Leia spun back toward the viewport. She was still, after everything, expecting to see Coruscant, the capital planet. But there was only a small gray moon hovering in the sea of stars. A moon that wasn't orbiting a planet? No. It had to be a small planet. It grew larger, larger, larger as they moved toward it, until it filled the viewport completely. Leia's heart sank to her feet. That wasn't... it couldn't be. How? The stars weren't winking around the hulking sphere as she'd first thought. The flickering lights were swarms of TIE fighters moving in formation, screeching as they passed the approaching Devastator. Those weren't craters marring the sphere's surface, but plating and towers. The large crater she'd spotted right away was no crater at all. It almost looked like a circular dish. Leia realized she was trembling and clenched her hands tightly to hide it. "Death Star." The words came out in a horrified whisper. A second too late, Leia realized her grave mistake. Vader turned on his heel.
"Yes, the Death Star. The secret weapon you claim to know nothing about. The plans you claim you do not possess. Really, Your Highness, you made that far too easy."
Blast. She could blame it on exhaustion or fear, but Leia might as well have just dangled the data card in his face. Think. She fumbled for a reasonable explanation, her pulse pounding in her ears. "No, there were whispers of it in the Senate." Vader talked right over her.
"Look closely. Do you see the dish? That is the prime weapon. When it fires, the galaxy will finally understand the Empire's might."
And the rebellion could be virtually wiped out in a single shot. "You're mad! This is insane!"
"No, Your Highness. This is power."
"Then why worry about your missing plans? If you're so powerful, if the station is invincible, why does it matter?" He sliced a hand through the air, cutting her off again.
"Since you are so curious about our new battle station, you'll be pleased to know you'll be our first honored guest. Your quarters are being prepared for your arrival. Should you choose to continue to be uncooperative, you will find your stay immediately shortened. Permanently. Do you understand?"
Leia gritted her teeth, but nodded.
"Know that there will be no escape this time, Princess. To try would be foolish."
Sometimes, she thought, just sometimes, it was good to be underestimated. Leia turned back to the viewport, taking in the looming battle station with new eyes. Vader and his lackeys would find that out soon enough.